USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 2010 letter written by Osama bin Laden commanded al-Qaeda to specifically not target Joe Biden because his presidency would be a disaster for America. The letter was discovered at bin Laden's hideout in Pakistan after he was killed by U.S. forces in 2011. The letter was released by the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point. A mild case of COVID-19 has left the body of Texas Governor Greg Abbott as he no longer tests positive for the virus. Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife Jacqueline remain hospitalized with COVID-19 Monday at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. 79-year-old Reverend Jackson was fully vaccinated back in January. Jackson was also diagnosed with Parkinson's back in 2017. Tropical Depression Henri continued to weaken early Monday morning, but was expected to continue to bring heavy rain to Massachusetts, western New England, and New York nearly 24 hours after the storm made landfall in westerly Rhode Island on Sunday. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Late last week, Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will submit articles of impeachment against President Biden.
Yes, I do have articles of impeachment drawn up to submit tomorrow because I believe in firing people when they're corrupt and they do a bad job. And Joe Biden is failing America and he needs to be impeached.
The comments were made at an event in Iowa last week. More Biden criticism on his handling of the Afghan withdrawal, Tim Berg reports.
In the aftermath of the Taliban's swift takeover of Afghanistan, thousands of desperate Afghans are trying to evacuate the country. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to criticize President Biden's evacuation strategy for Americans and Afghans still trying to escape the Taliban rule.
Biden has no plan. I mean, how could you do what he did to leave equipment and air and bases and just leave Americans behind and our allies behind?
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Biden administration is telling Americans to get a vaccine booster shot, data suggests we don't know if it's going to help or hurt Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine.
An Apple II manual from 1980 that was personally signed by late Apple founder Steve Jobs sells for nearly $800,000 to Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. Apple would eventually go public, offering IPOs in December of 1980, just 3 years after the release of Apple II. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.